It's Central Time. I'm Darrell Conner.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me joins us to talk about his life's other great passion, running.
First, 13-year-old Barron County resident Jamie Kloss was found alive yesterday after being missing for nearly 3 months. Kloss was abducted after her parents were murdered at their home in mid-October.
Kloss was found in Gordon, about 65 miles north of Barron. After apparently escaping from her kidnapper, she sought help from a woman walking her dog. A 911 call brought police to the scene, and they arrested 21-year-old Jake Thomas Patterson in connection with the kidnapping shortly thereafter.
In a few minutes, we'll talk with a WPR reporter about the latest details on the case being released by law enforcement. First, State Representative Romaine Quinn joins us. He's a Republican representing the state's 75th Assembly District, which includes Barron County. Representative Quinn, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
How are you feeling today after getting the news that Jamie was found alive?
Oh, you can't even explain it. It's relieved. It's excited. It's thankful. So many emotions for so many people in our community and just grateful. Absolutely grateful.
Now, of course, this was a national story, but it was personal for many of the people in your district. Can you talk about the response you've seen in and around the Barron community over the last 3 months that Jamie's been missing?
Well, our community is awesome, and we showed this displacement, when we had our tornado issue last summer and now this time, whether it's the thousands of volunteers where we searched cornfields and swamps to all the local businesses that kept their agents, federal agents, and local fed during the initial searches, and just, our county sheriff and all of our law enforcement, and everyone's been so giving and caring and understanding, and I just couldn't be more proud of where I live and where I come from and the families and communities that pull together through this.
There were a lot of different law enforcement agencies, as you talked about, that were involved in this case, from the FBI to the local sheriff's department. How do you think the coordination between all of those groups went from the moment that Jamie was missing until she was found yesterday?
From everything that I can tell in talking with numerous people, it was seamless. And so credit, again, to Chris Fitzgerald, our sheriff, and his team, everyone at Barron County, and of course, the Department of Justice, former Attorney General Brad Schimel was making sure we had everything we needed. And I just can't say enough to all our men and women in uniform that truly responded in an awesome fashion, and we're so grateful.
Had a chance to watch some of the press conference this morning with Sheriff Fitzgerald, and he seemed to be so relieved and so happy, as if it was his own daughter, but certainly a member of the community. How great is that to see that law enforcement was so involved and really so into not only trying to find Jamie, but also thinking about it from the aspect of what if it was their daughter that was missing or their child?
Well, that's who we are. That's who our community is. We're tight-knit. We're close. Everyone looks out for everyone. And, yes, this was especially took a toll on Sheriff as well, because we all know families with children this age, and that's what you do as a leader, is you put yourself in your community's shoes and you act accordingly, and I think he did, and the rest of our law enforcement community, and that's why it's such a great day, and that's why everyone across the county is relieved.
And finally, anything else you're going to be watching in your district in the coming days as it relates to this case?
Well, we're watching to see what charges are finally filed, and I have absolute confidence in our new DA, Brian Wright, to make sure that to see that justice is served and swiftly done so, and I think that will be the final conclusion, so the family can really start having some closure on this, because remember, it's not just about finding Jamie. Two people were murdered, and it's a sad day, but it's a grateful day, and we're excited going forward to put this chapter behind us.
Representative Quinn, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Now, WPR's Eau Claire reporter Rich Kramer has been spending the day in Barron getting the latest details. Rich, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by taking a listen to Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald talking about how he felt when getting the news that Jamie Kloss was found alive in Douglas County.
It was first unreal, and is it true? And then when we confirmed with Sheriff Dalbeck's team that it's confirmed it was her, you know, my legs started to shake, man. It was awesome. It was just the stress and relief. I mean, it was just, it was awesome. I don't have a different word. I mean, it's just fabulous. It was just great.
That, of course, was Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald talking about the feeling he had when Jamie Kloss was found. What has been the mood like for not only Fitzgerald, but a lot of the other county officials?
Well, I just have to go back to what Representative Quinn said. I mean, there is literally a sense of giddiness. I've heard three people use that word today. It's just been such a trying time for the community. And as the representative mentioned, it is a really tight-knit community, but this, if anything, has brought people closer together. And the thing that really surprised me throughout the whole experience was there was so much hope. And when someone's missing for that long after such a tragic crime was committed, some people might become a little cynical, but I have not seen a speck of that among any of the people that I've talked to all throughout the process here in Barron.
What do we know right now about the moment Jamie was found? How did things play out?
Well, according to the Douglas County Sheriff's Department, who was at the press conference with the Barron County Sheriff's Department, Jamie Kloss escaped from the house. She was in Gordon, Wisconsin, which is a small town about 70 miles to the north of Barron. And she escaped. She ran. There was a woman walking her dog nearby, and Jamie Kloss came upon this woman, and the woman brought her to a nearby house. They called 911, and about 11 minutes later, I'm told, is when deputies found the suspect. I guess he was in a car. They're not sure. There haven't been any details about where he might have been going, if he was trying to escape, if he was looking for her. There's a lot of questions still, but that's the sheriff's department up in Douglas County called Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald, and he put out a Facebook post, and that's when this thing just blew up last night.
Well, you spoke about the suspect, Jake Thomas Patterson. He was arrested about 10 minutes after responding at the police responding to a 911 call. What do we know about him and any relationship that he may have had with the Kloss family?
They're being careful with the details at this point. We'll see if there's more information at 4 p.m. with the second press conference of the day. But, he's from Gordon. We know that. And the sheriff in Barron County, Sheriff Fitzgerald, did say that there is a connection to Barron County. He didn't elaborate on that. But he doesn't have a criminal record as far, not in Wisconsin anyway. And I even talked with some of the two aunts of Jamie Kloss, and they said they had never heard of this fella, never seen a picture of him until the mugshot was passed out among the press today. So it's really strange. I mean, it's there's a lot of questions that are still being asked.
Now, this case has gotten tons of attention and thousands of tips came in, but ultimately it took an escape by Jamie Kloss herself to bring it to a close. Can you help us look back and remind us how this investigation played out?
Sure. Mid-October, I think it was the 15th or so, we started hearing about this double homicide. And then soon after that, the sheriff's department said that there's this 13-year-old girl that's missing. And since then, there was a lot of media attention then. Since then, the sheriff's department has been really good about doing doing a lot of updates. So they've been very proactive about getting the word out in the media. And the sheriff today actually credited that communication with helping get her face out there, get her name out there. It was said that this woman was walking their dog, and when Jamie Kloss came upon her, also the homeowner where they brought her to and called the authorities, they instantly recognized. So, I mean, that's 70 miles to the north. These are rural communities. It's kind of cool that everybody in this area and even beyond knows who she is. So there's just a lot of media attention. There were a couple of gatherings of hope that have happened. And, of course, Chris Cruzy, who's one of the local celebrities, he was on The Voice, came in second place, used that platform to get the word out as well. So there's been a lot of attention to his case. And today, it seems like the media attention is at the peak. I mean, I've never seen so many reporters in one place. And I think that's because, you know, it's unfortunately, a lot of times these situations don't have the happy ending that we've got today. I mean, happy, all things considered, but the community is really glad that she's coming home.
And finally, what information are police working on gathering today?
Well, Jamie Kloss is talking with investigators. I mean, she's been cleared from the hospital. Sheriff Fitzgerald said that she's going to be coming home sometime today. He expects, he's not positive on that, but so they're interviewing Jamie, they're interviewing the suspect, and I'm eager to see what more information is released at 4 p.m. So there's a lot of unknowns yet, and everybody wants to know how and why this happened.
Rich, thanks so much for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. He joins us on the phone from Barron to talk about 13-year-old Jamie Kloss being found alive yesterday after being missing for the last 3 months.